August 12, 1918. The predominant passion of Luisa. The Jesus free her from the bother in which his will put her. Why Luisa must take food. Continuing in my usual state, I was thinking to myself that if the Lord wanted a certain thing from me, he should give me a sign, and it would be that of freeing me from the coming of the priest. And blessed Jesus made himself seen in my interior with a ball in his hand, as though in the act of throwing it to the ground. And then he told me, "My daughter, this is your predominant passion, that I free you from the bother in which my will put you. I keep you in this state for the whole world, and I use you so as not to send it to ruin completely, while this other thing with which you could do good is a small part." And I, "My Jesus, I am unable to understand this. You keep me without suffering. It seems that you keep me suspended from the state of victim, and then you tell me that you use me in order not to send the world completely to ruin?" And Jesus, "Yet, it is false that you do not suffer. At the most, you do not suffer such pains as to be able to disarm me completely. And if sometimes you remain suspended, your part, your will, is not in it. But here, your will would enter. Ah, you cannot understand the sweet violence you do to me with your waiting, feeling suspended, not seeing me as you used to, and remaining at the same place without moving in anything. And besides, I want to be free over you. Whenever I please, I will keep you suspended. When I don't, I will keep you bound. I want you at the mercy of my will, without your will. If you're content with this, you can do it. Otherwise, no." Another day, I was feeling ill with the continuous throwing up that I do. And I was saying to my sweet Jesus, "What would you miss by giving me the grace of not feeling the necessity to take food, to the point that I am forced to bring it up?" I say this to obey. And my lovable Jesus told me, "My daughter, what are you saying? Quiet, quiet. Don't say this anymore. You must know that if you had no need of anything, I would let the peoples die of starvation. But because you need it, since it can serve your necessities, I, for love of you and because of you, give the necessary things to creatures. So, if I listened to you, you would want harm for others. On the other hand, by taking food and then bringing it up, you do good to others, and your suffering glorifies me. Even more, how many times, while you throw up, I see you suffering. And since you suffer in my will, I take that suffering of yours, I multiply it, and divide it for the good of creatures. And I enjoy, and I say to myself, this is the bread of my daughter, which I give for the good of my children.